1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this beautiful fall morning, partly cloudy and 41 degrees, and we're pleased to be joined via the Sutherland's KBOE studio line this morning on our primetime newsmaker by Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn. Jennifer, good morning.
Hey, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How are things going today?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. Well, how are things going here in the office so far this week? I know a couple of months ago, especially I think it was early September, you were mentioning COVID crazy a lot. It does seem like the numbers have started to settle down a bit.
Yeah, they have kind of stabilized. Unfortunately, a little higher than what we would like them. You know, if you look at some of our trends over the last couple of weeks, we have been having anywhere about 4 weeks ago around 80 cases a week, and then we're running around 60 cases diagnosed every week the last couple of weeks. That's much higher than what we want. That makes our incident rate in the red. We've maybe seen a little bit of a drop in our test positivity over the last few weeks, but still in either an orange or a red category. So overall for Lyon County, we're still in high transmission, not really where we want to be, but it's better than increasing. I think for public health, though, we'd really like to be going into the holiday season with less cases. Less cases means less transmission, especially as we start to gather in groups. So we'll just kind of see what awaits us in the next few months.
So demographically, what are we looking like as far as our positive cases, Jennifer?
Well, we have really seen a trend since school started for our cases moving to our younger groups. And I guess that shouldn't really surprise anybody now that we have, you know, students that are gathering together in you know, larger groups, doing sports and school. It just makes sense that we would have transmission occurring there. That's kind of what not really what we want to see, too, because at this point, you know, our 5 to 11-year-olds cannot get vaccinated, so it leaves them vulnerable to that transmission. And our rates, you know, of our younger adolescents, our 12 and 18-year-olds, our vaccination rates are probably not where they need to be either. So again, that leaves some vulnerability in our schools for transmission.
Along those lines here, there's been a lot of talk here over the last month or so about getting the 5 to 11-year-old range vaccinated. And earlier this week, the White House, I think, outlined its plan once those vaccines, specifically through Pfizer, are available, and then also, obviously, later on with Moderna and Johnson getting to that 5 to 11 range at some point in time soon. What can you tell here about the game plan to get the 5 to 11s vaccinated, and what does the public need to know now with that process still pending?
Well, this is good news, and I think this is what a lot of parents have been waiting for, myself included. I have two 10-year-olds that are waiting to get vaccinated. There is a meeting for the advisory committee for the FDA on the 26th of this month, and that they'll discuss the safety, the dosage of that Pfizer vaccine for that age group, and I think we're anticipating that there will be some type of approval. Once that happens, it'll go to the FDA as a whole. The FDA will then make a recommendation. And then it'll go to the CDC's advisory group, and they will discuss that and then give recommendations to the CDC, and then the CDC hopefully will give an approval with how that's supposed to be administered. So I think it's on the horizon, maybe not as soon as what we wanted. There was real hope that we would have shots in arms before Halloween. That's not really what it's looking like. It's probably going to be the 1st of November. But good news is we've started planning for that. Actually, this week we are allowed to pre-order dosage of that vaccine. It is different than the vaccine that we use in adults and adolescents. So it's different from the vaccine that we use in the 12 and above. It comes in different packaging. It comes with different vaccine numbers. So we're going to have to order that vaccine in, and that pre-planning is already happening. That's going to be the good news. Hopefully, the majority of communities will be set up and ready to administer that vaccine when we get the go-ahead to do that.
Jennifer, where are we at Lyon County-wise on the vaccination front? What are our vaccination numbers right now?
Well, our vaccination numbers are creeping like they have been. It looks like we have just tipped over that 50% mark. We're nearing the 51% of our entire population vaccinated, so fully vaccinated. We're doing better in our 12 and above. We're at right around 59% of those that are eligible have received vaccine. If we talk about who has had at least one dose in our eligible population, so our 12 and above, we're right around 64% are at least partially vaccinated. And then if we look at our total population of Lyon County, we're right around 55% have received at least one dose. So we're steadily creeping. I think that's just a couple of percentage points from where we were in September. That kind of seems to be the trend, is we're gaining about 2 percentage points every month. I think we would like to be a little higher than that. And we've noticed in our clinic that vaccine delivery has slowed down over the last several weeks. As we moved into October especially, we're given less vaccine than what we were towards the end of the summer and the beginning of fall.
Is that essentially reflecting the slow increase in vaccination numbers? Are there supply issues like it seems like in every other sector right now, or is that more a demand-driven reduction in the supply coming in?
Yeah, unfortunately, it is a demand issue. We have been very fortunate to not have constraints on the supply chain for vaccine right now. We did have some issues with getting Johnson & Johnson in, but that was just a production issue, and that was nationwide. The rest of the vaccines, we've been very fortunate that when we order, we get them in timely. So it really has not been a supply issue for us. It's been lack of demand for the community.
In talking with Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn on our Primetime Newsmaker, 728, 41 degrees on our way to 66 on this 21st of October. Jennifer, have been fielding any questions on whether vaccines are working in light of ongoing breakthrough cases? There seems to be a number of those.
Yeah, and this is really to be expected. So it's pretty unfortunate. We hear a lot of times out in the community or in the media, well, obviously vaccines aren't working because we have breakthrough cases. And that's just really not an accurate statement at all. So it's kind of important to talk about that. And we actually have some cool data that we've been gathering since our first breakthrough case. Our first breakthrough case was diagnosed in Lyon County on June 17th. And we've been looking at vaccination status of our community members that have been positive since then. And what we found is that 75% of our community members are unvaccinated, and 20% are fully vaccinated. But that's a big difference. And then when we look at just hospitalizations, so that's the big thing. Are you ending up in the hospital? How sick are you from this? And what we found is that since our first breakthrough case, we've only had 4 individuals that have been fully vaccinated be in the hospital. So 83% of our hospitalizations have been due to unvaccinated individuals. And I think that just really shows that the vaccines work, that they're important to stop spread through our community, and that although we see breakthrough cases, those cases are less severe, and there is really good evidence that they're less transmissible. So one person that is fully vaccinated, if they get the vaccine, excuse me, I got a tickle, if they get the virus after being fully vaccinated, that they're less likely to transmit that virus to other people. And that's because their immunity, their immune system is working. Their immune system coats that virus in antibodies, which makes it less transmissible. So we really, really are encouraging people to not just look at, oh, there are breakthrough cases, but let's really look at what's happening with those breakthrough cases and what's happening with transmission in our community.
Jennifer, I know you've mentioned in the past about your concerns about the and kind of getting back to what we talked about here with the slow increase in the vaccination percentage here, because it opens the door for, you know, other variants to come in and gives time for the virus to mutate and then respond. Seems like that was the case with the Delta variant. Correct me if I'm wrong with that. And it leads to the next question here, because it does look like the Delta numbers are waning here. What else is on the horizon when it comes to variants that we may need to be looking forward to and looking out for?
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. Anytime we allow a virus to circulate unchecked in our community, it's going to mutate. And unfortunately, if those mutations cause an advantage for that virus, they're going to stick. And that's what we've seen with the Delta variant, that mutation in the Delta made it more transmissible. And it really wiped out the other variant types or the wild type of this virus. We just weren't seeing those circulating. When we're doing variant monitoring, we're seeing 100% Delta and its clades, so the mutations that have occurred Delta has mutated itself. And that is something that we need to stop. We're going to keep having these variants of concern come up. We're going to keep having potentially ones that are more harmful, so either more transmissible, cause more severe disease or death, or can evade our vaccines or our treatments. If we don't stop the transmission that is occurring kind of unchecked through our communities. So, yeah, we have just heard about another mutation to the Delta variant that we're on kind of watching in the UK right now. That's unfortunate, but it is completely to be expected when we have high transmission.
All right, Jennifer, Lyon County Public Health recommendations on masking, social distancing. Where are we at as of now?
Well, it is still the same. It's kind of that broken record. If you're going to be out in public with people that are not from your same household, you really need to adhere to just common mitigation strategies. So mask wearing, social distancing, increasing hygiene. As we're starting to gather, moving into the holiday season, starting with Halloween, we really want to think about having smaller groups of people, groups where everybody there that can get vaccinated is vaccinated, not only for COVID, but for flu as well, and that we're doing those common mitigation strategies, including increasing ventilation in our homes. You know, you don't want to go into, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas giving COVID to people. That's not really what we want. So we stay home if you're sick, and try to keep your immune system in the most healthy state it can be in.
Jennifer, as always, great information. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That's Jennifer Milburn, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director on our primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our Newsmaker slots, well, we do have Thursdays and Fridays open next week. Those could well be gone by today, considering how fast our schedule has filled up this month. So if you want on the schedule, call us as soon as possible, and we'll get your event or activity highlighted. Tomorrow, we'll be chatting with Walnut Elementary Principal Jamie Dakin, which means we're in the process of talking about that 11th annual Turkey Day Dash for the school coming up soon.
Yes, we are. Talking turkey tomorrow here. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. That's MRSK Buildings. KVOE Live in Local 735, 41 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
I'm Jamie Reefer, and I'm running for Emporia School Board. I've spent the last decade helping find solutions to make our